Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere.
How can you have Christmas without a little Bing, right? And that, no, that's not the search engine. That's Bing Crosby, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me 23 after. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. It's Christmas Day, and I'm doing my show live as I always do and have been since 1997. I got a few things I want to talk to you about up for the next this segment, and then Barbara Weltman will join us for the rest of the hour after that. Two of the years that I did my show at Christmas, in 04 and 06, my son was in Iraq on two separate tours. My son Craig, the Marine, and the first year he was in Fallujah when it was the most dangerous place in the world, and the second year he was there as a Force Recon Marine, which is one of the most dangerous jobs in the Marines. And so Christmas time for me, those 2 years, him being there and me and not being with me, those are pretty poignant years. And I think about those of you out there listening whose sons and daughters are standing a post around the world, especially now in Afghanistan, but other places. It's a dangerous world out there. We found that out in Benghazi, didn't we? And so those of you who still have men and who still have husbands and wives and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, standing a post on behalf of you and me around the world, God bless you. God bless them. Keep them safe, Lord. And I know the feeling. I know how you feel. It's a very tough time. There are also, we have those families whose children are never coming home because they paid the ultimate price. And Lord, we thank you for their lives and for their service and for their sacrifice and for the families. We especially thank you for them. This is a poem that I love to read and I've read every year, I think. And I've now been able to discover that it's attributed to Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt. And it goes like this. Towards the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all around. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kind, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon, round the world, the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This is my life. This is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent, so still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, and he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all, a good night. I want to thank Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt for those words. It means so much to so many. If you don't have that, you can look it up online. Just always give. At first, I didn't know who had wrote it, and I just attributed it to Anonymous, but now we know who wrote it, and so be sure to give credit to James Schmidt for that. Those of you who are serving, if you're listening to my voice, thank you for your service. Those of you who have served, thank you for your service. Those of you who've waited for those who served, thank you for your commitment and for your understanding, which they need very much. To all, Merry Christmas. This is Jim Blessingham. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
All is bright, round yonder.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.